Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the sexiest voice.
We're both like, we're like the little sick people that need nursing.
Sexual healing.
When I got the fever. Oh.
Okay, so we have both the immunity and the main round tonight. So we'll start with the immunity, which was the phone sex immunity. So we have a couple submissions for that. So do you want to get started?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm prepared to for some awkwardness. I know.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be awkward. First up is Russ.
Bonsoir, ma petite. Pourquoi? What? Well, I know you like languages. You like singing in different languages. So I thought, well, actually, I've procured a chart of verb forms. Why, so you and I can spend the evening conjugating. Noun chart? No, I. Why? You want to decline? Oh.
And that was Russ with his phone sex call. Oh my God, Russ, I like laughed so hard listening to this.
Was that the part? I don't know if we were supposed to laugh.
I know, it
I
was like,
hope we
I
were.
have a list of verb forms. So I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Which is why I think he meant it to be like more funny because it was just kind of like on the edge of ridiculous. But I really like, I liked it, and I think that like it was. Like it wasn't awkward like I thought it would be, which is nice. And
I really liked when he said conjugating.
I know, and he was like, conjugate. Oh, and I was like, oh, Russ. Should we like guess at the end of our critique, or should we guess like after we both critique?
I don't really have anything to say. You can just like
Oh,
guess now because
okay.
I thought it was awesome.
I think that maybe it was Tanani.
Me
Okay,
too.
well, he sent a little text document with it, so we're gonna look at that now. And it was Nani, so we are correct. Good for us.
Oh,
Oh.
Nani.
Nanya?
So cute.
Yeah. So good job, Russ. You made it clear and you made it interesting. So good job. Up next, we have Lash. Ugh.
Oh, baby.
Hey, baby. It's me. What are you doing? Probably something sexy like you always do. So, what are you wearing tonight? Oh, must be extra cold up there tonight. How about we have a little fun to warm you up, First, take off your coat. And now your sweater. Now your wool vest. Okay. Now your turtleneck. Your t-shirt. Now your other t-shirt. Now your snow pants. But keep the boots on. Let's keep those on. And now your jeans. And those booty shorts you wear underneath those. So now you're just down to your fur underwear, right? Oh yeah. So let's do some dirty talking. Tell me something dirty. Oh, say A again. You know I love it when you say A, my little Canadian bacon. And say a boat too. And big or big. I can't do it as well as you do, baby. But do it. You know it makes me hot. Oh, yeah. You know I'm feeling a little kinky tonight. You know what I want to do? I want to take a bite of your teeth. But I may chip a tooth, so we're not gonna do that. I'll just stick to your bad girl meat, Yeah, we gotta keep those teeth. Those are the money makers. Yeah, you know. What? I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone! What? Don't you know when I close the door, it's private time? It's private time right now. Leave me alone. No, go away. I'm busy. Baby, my little maple leaf, I gotta go. I'm sorry, babe. What? Babe, I know it took you forever to take off all those clothes. You can put them back on. But this isn't just about you, okay? Other people need me. The whole world needs Lash, baby. I can't be tied down to one chick. Or dude. Because you know how we like to roleplay and pretend you're a guy or a dude? You know, we roleplay all the time. I can't keep straight what you are today. But, baby, I gotta go. People need me. I gotta go. But before you hang up on me, baby, can you just do one moose call for me? Just to get me through the night, please. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, baby, I gotta go. Bye.
That was Lash. Oh, my God. Well, Lash, even. I'm like, I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, my God. Okay, so you completely made us feel awkward.
I didn't feel awkward.
I did a little bit, because I think I know who this is too.
Oh, yeah.
But this is, like, the funniest thing ever. It was so, I really, really love the fact that it was, like, you were like,
what?
Like, to the person. Yes. That was so funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
That was probably, like, one of the best things I've heard in a long time. I think I want to actually have legit phone sex with Lash after that.
I know. I just love, like, he had this, like, sex voice, and I loved all, like, the layers. Like, take off your coat. Now your other coat. Now take off your sweater. Oh, the turtleneck. Your t-shirt. Your other t-shirt. I was, like, laughing so hard. Oh, my God. This was, like, so funny. I want to take you out now. And, oh, my gosh, Lash. I could not stop laughing throughout this entire thing. In the good way. Not in, like, the, oh, Lash is so awkward. I was, like, laughing because this was so clever and funny. So, like, awesome job. Like, oh, my God.
I think this was to you.
I think it was
either to you or Sharp Cookies. And the fact that she talked about teeth, it was gotta be you.
Exactly. Totally to me. But she has a reveal like an MP3, so we should listen to that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Alright, so the person I was having sexy fun phone time with was Melly. So, Melly, I hope it was as good for you as it was for me. And everybody else listening, I hope you felt as dirty listening to it as I felt recording it. So, yeah, you sickos listening in onto my sexy phone time with Melly. You sickos. Or should I say sexy sickos? Or sexy seducing silly sickos. Because I like alliterations. They're hot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This is, like, just a day in the life of me and Lash. We just do this all the time. And I feel like
my relationship's private.
Yeah, I feel like I should just share our moose call, but I don't want to, like, take away the specialness of it. So
I think you should do it.
I think we'll save it for later. We can end the show on it.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
Okay. So I guess we can go on to, like, the, like, regular.
Well, we have to, like, say what's gone on with immunity, Melly.
Oh, yeah, we did, don't we? Okay. I was distracted. I'm getting all, like, hot and bothered here, thanks to Lash.
I'm not surprised with all those layers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Icky Markov.
So as far as, like, got immunity. I think we decided, we talked about giving two, right?
Yeah, we said that we were going to give two in the chat and stuff. And
and I think we still give stuff. Two. So if you didn't submit, fuck you.
Fuck us!
So Lash and Russ are both immune tonight. Good job, guys. Mm-hmm. I guess then we can go on the main run, right? Nothing else to deal with. No business. I'm not the business person, so.
I might have to be back in 5 minutes. I think I'm going to try and get a sex phone call in with Lash.
Sorry, I'm still currently sort of kind of in one with her, so you're out of luck.
Act as the do two calls at the same time.
I can put, you can put people on hold, so I can put you on hold and go back to my baby. Okay, so the main round this week was Sexy in the Club, which was music to Grand 2.
Sexy in the Club.
So it had to be like dance music, sexy dance music. Up first, we have Dylan Collins.
Oh.
Jason Derulo. Everybody's looking for love. Oh. Ain't that the reason you're at this club? Oh. You ain't gonna find a dancer with him. No. Got a better solution for you, girl. Oh. Leave it in now. Say the word and we'll go.
And we'll go.
I'll be your teacher. I'll show you the ropes.
Show the ropes.
You'll see a sign of love you've never known. I can see it going down, going down. In my head, I see you all over me. All the right things to say. Oh. When it comes down to it, it's all just game. Yeah. Instead of talking, let me down and straight. Yeah. Get down to business and let's get foreplay. Yeah. Leave with me now, say the word and we'll go. I'll be your teacher, I'll show you.
That was Dylan Collins doing In My Head by Jason
Derulo.
Dylan. Okay, so, like, I like, the energy that you put into it, and, like, your raspy thing that you have going on is always, like, as, like, a little bit of sexiness, but I wish you had, like, done this song lower or done a different song, because it was, like, you're straining, and, like, I know this isn't about, like, singing, but, like, when you're straining and, like, it sounds like you're in pain, like, I know that sometimes we can get a little kinky and I'm like, oh, and I want you to be in pain, but in this situation, I wasn't really going for that, so I was like, I did like the panting, though, like, when you do the in between, like, the verses and the choruses, I like that was good.
Was that Dylan?
I think so. Maybe?
I don't know if that was Dylan.
Oh, do you think it was a backtrack?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe. If it was you, then good job. We don't know, so I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt and say that that was you.
They did kind of have, a sound of Dylan, yeah. So, yeah, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Whenever I hear panting, I think of Dylan.
Whenever he pants around me, that's how I'm joking.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was, I don't know, I just, yeah.
Yeah, this song was way too high for you. The fact that you had to drop down an octave at the end of the chorus, I know that that's kind of high for any man, but it just shows that it was too high for you, and that really came across in your tone, because normally you do have this sexier aspect, Melly stuff, but, I mean, it was straining, and kind of, it sounded like you were really struggling with the song, which doesn't exude confidence, which isn't particularly sexy. I really wish you'd chosen a different song. I feel like if you'd done, say, Candy Shop by 50 Cent, that would have been so, great. That would have been such a good choice for you to do. But like Melly said, I really liked your energy. Mm-hmm. I really wish that there wasn't... that the background vocalists weren't as prominent, because in places you became secondary to the background vocalist, which also ties into the confidence thing. You wouldn't be secondary to the backing vocalist if you were being super sexy, if that makes sense. So I don't know, I think this was a really bad choice for you, Dylan.
Yeah, I feel like your energy and your sexiness just suffered from you not quite being able to be where the song was.
Yeah.
Even if you had pitched it down, it would have been totally great. Even if you, still had to stretch a bit on, those really, really high notes, it still would have worked, because you would have had, all the verses and stuff, and you would have been like, ugh! And I would have been like, oh, Dylan. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was not.
So I guess Gildragon.
Gildragon is up next. Yeah.
No strangers to love, you know the rules and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. We've known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside we both know what's been going on. We know the game and we're gonna play it. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give, never gonna give. Never gonna give, never gonna give. We've known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but
You're too shy to say it. Inside we both know what's been going on. We know the game and we're gonna play it. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
And that was Gil Dragon, Rick Rolling Us. I was kind of hoping for everybody to... I don't know what that song is called at the beginning. But
I think it's Gonna Make You Sweat. By CNC it? Music Factory, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like by Snoop Dogg then, you know, because it's like, I just wanna see you sweat. Never mind.
Okay. I learned things playing Humbug. Ha ha.
Okay. Gil. I feel like this was, like, weird. I felt like your performance, it was less Gil and more Rick Astley, if that makes sense. Like, you were trying to mimic his style of performing it rather than, like, being your own sexy badass self. So, I don't know. It was a bit... It wasn't, like, that sexy for me. I don't know how else to describe it. It was like, it wasn't Gil sexy. It was like Gil trying to sound like Rick Astley and trying to sound sexy, which was a weird combination. I feel like also sometimes you were like, it was in a weird place in your voice, which doesn't bring out the sexiness as such either from you. So it was kind of weird for me.
Yeah, I have to agree. We talked about it in the chat, how you were just, it wasn't you. And like, Gil, we find your voice sexy. But the problem is that you weren't doing your voice. So it was just kind of like, you were trying to be something else and it didn't work for you. So it just became like really weird and kind of awkward, which is really unfortunate because like you could have done really, really well with this. So I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm sorry, Gil. I don't really have, like, much else to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we'll go listen to Russ. The Immune mm-hmm. Russ.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Come see.
We can go where we want to, that is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. And say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. The safety dance, well, the safety dance, yes, the safety dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything'll work out fine. I say we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say we can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance. We can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. Well, the safety dance. Hey, the safety dance. Well, the safety dance. Yes, the safety dance. Yes, the safety dance. Well, the safety dance. Yeah, the safety dance. It's 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 the safety dance.
And that was Russ doing safety by, I believe, Men Without Hats, I think. Okay, Russ. I wish you had kind of, like, I'm glad that, like, you had, that we had to do a challenge like this, where we had to take you out of, like, your Broadway comfort zone that you've been in for the last couple of rounds, but I kind of wish that you had, like, last week, I feel like, when you had to make the song sexy, you kind of, like, added an extra layer of performance, and I wish you had done that on this. Like, I know that, like, this run isn't Make It Sexy, but you can totally, like, utilize that challenge in everything that we do throughout the rest of the competition, and just, like, add that extra layer of to your song. And I feel like this was lacking that bit of swagger that I wanted from your performance. I mean, it was still, like, fun, but I kind of was hoping it would be more sexy than fun, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I had like an analogy for this, which is kind of like, I don't know, it conjured up an image in my head of a young man stood in a school disco with all of the like senior girls dancing in the middle, and he's like a freshman stood at the outside and doesn't really know what to do with himself. And that was kind of like how your performance was on this, like it was quite awkwardly performed, rather than sexily performed. Because you could have been like, do the safety dance or something like that, like sexing it up. But instead you're like, do the safety dance. Like, not like that, obviously, but you know, like that kind of like, let's do the safety dance then. It was more just kind of, I don't know.
I feel like this was like, this is something that's definitely out of your comfort zone. And I think that really showed, and I wish that you would be able to conquer that, which is what I've been hoping. So I guess we can move on. Up next is Ida.
Oh.